We're just past Prime Day where we saw a lot of TV sales, but what should you be looking for in a new television? Let's take a look at the state of TVs in the second half of 2022. I'm Arthur Chang and this is your Daily Charge. With me to discuss this is our foremost expert on TVs, David Katzmeier. Welcome, David.
Good to be here again, Roger.
So let's start with the latest TVs you checked out, and that's a new M series from Vizio. What did you see exactly?
Yeah, so Vizio is one of our favorite TV brands over the years at delivering really good picture quality for the money. So the M series is kind of their mid-range, you know, shoot right for that picture quality versus dollar. Target, they have a 65 inch for $850 and it's got some really good specs. I expect it to be one of the better performing TVs when I get a chance to review it a little bit later.
And yeah, just to be clear, you saw these TVs or you saw the line in a bus?
Yeah, so it Vizio bought a bus, like a gigantic tour bus, and brought it to our lab here in New York and just literally pulled up to our front door and I walked in and looked at all these TVs. It's a cool video. I'm seeing it. It showed off all the latest technology, including this MQX series. But yeah, to me, the coolest part was this bus. I've seen a lot of TV demos, never one rolling right up to my doorstep though.
Yeah, that's pretty convenient. They can bring it to you. Obviously, it means like you can get, you know, a fair amount, but not a huge amount of time with these TVs. And I know you only got an early look, but just from your first impressions of it, how does the MQX line stack up against the competition?
It looks really good. As you said, it's hard to tell. It's pretty fine, the differentiation between these TVs at this level. So, you know, I'll wait for final judgment when I get them into the lab. But one of the things I noticed, it's bright. So Vizio claims 1,000 nits brightness. That's important for HDR. And again, that's a really good number for a TV at this price point. They also have 4K 120 hertz, which is one of those features that's trickling down into these mainstream models. And the idea there is you can connect a PlayStation 5 Xbox Series X and get their best video output quality on these televisions.
I'm just curious, like the features that you talked about, are those pretty standard for TVs in this price range, or is this sort of Vizio going a little bit above and beyond?
It is. It was going a little bit above and beyond there, Roger. I mean, again, like last year, maybe this TV would be a grand or a little bit more. They're bringing down that price. The other thing that I really like to look for in these mid-range prices, if you're out there shopping, is full array local dimming. And that's the ability of the screen to change across its area, depending on what's on the screen. So I like to use an example, like a moon up in the sky. They can turn on just that section and leave the rest darker, which can really increase the contrast, increase the pop, make it look more like those higher end OLED TVs for a lot less expensive.
Okay. And you mentioned, you know, bring the price down, which is an interesting point given seems like everything is more expensive nowadays. Is that, has inflation or these rising prices hit TVs yet, or are they still, relatively speaking, decently priced?
So we actually had a lot more inflation hit the TV cycle last year. I think it was the first full year where TV prices went up for more than a decade. This year, the jury's still out because we haven't seen those holiday price drops, Roger. We saw Prime Day, as you said, but really when they get a real sense of what TV pricing settles out, it's going to start in, you know, October, November timeframe with these 2022 models. Right now, the pricing looks good. I mean, for Prime Day, I think Amazon had like a 32-inch TV for $99. We didn't see that last year. So that's one of those, you know, indicators of how cheap they can get, those smaller TVs. But those mid-range ones, the one that do well in our review, the jury's still out, you know, and I think inflation is one of these moving targets. You know, a lot could happen between now and November.
Got it. And sort of going more broadly, because I know Vizio is fairly competitive when it comes to offering TVs that offer a lot of bang for your buck. Even I got one based on your recommendation. But what are some of the other big players when it comes to these kind of value TVs?
So, you know, of course, when you think of TVs, the first people to think of are Samsung and Sony. Unfortunately, they don't really offer as much value in having those features, full area local dimming, the brightness, even the 120 hertz. To get those features in a more affordable price point, you're looking at maybe a Hisense or a TCL. Both of those brands have done very well. Our editor's choice is the TCL 6 series right now. That means our favorite TV for the money. Still around a grand for the 65-inch size. So, you know, 150 more than the Vizio. And then Hisense is just starting to come up with their newest TVs, and they're going to be really competitive. They have a mini LED model that starts around $1,500, but then they also have a less expensive one that's really similar price to that Vizio with very similar features. So I'm hoping to do those side by side. So those are the kind of brands that you're looking at to really get the best bang for your buck.
And when it comes to these value TVs, are there specific models that you'd like to name drop? Anything that you like right now, or anything, I guess, you're looking forward to seeing dropping in the second half?
Yeah, so that competitor to the Vizio, the Hisense U7H, that's the one that's around the same price point. Again, similar features, 120 hertz, full area local dimming. TCL hasn't announced their TVs yet for 2022. I'm still waiting on that. You know, they announced later in the summer last time, so maybe August-ish before those TVs drop. But I expect them to have another 6 series, and again, for it to be very price competitive. So those are the ones that I'm really looking at as we ramp up reviews and head into the holiday season.
And, you know, looking at the second half, are there, I guess, any recent trends on features that are appearing on more TVs that folks should look out for?
Well, I talked about gaming a little bit, Roger, and one of the coolest things I'm seeing in gaming, and I think you looked at this earlier, Samsung has a gaming hub that they're kind of really going into embracing cloud gaming. So they're offering Xbox Game Pass kind of right on the TV. You know, you can pair a controller with it, you get it right there without having to have a console connected. I like to see more of that. And what manufacturers are doing to embrace gaming is having these gaming specific picture settings screens that tell you all of these high-end features that you're getting out of your Xbox are actually active, like VRR, 4K 120, these new screens. LG has one, Samsung has one. You know, all these guys are rolling out their special gaming specific sections, and they make it easier for people to leverage you know, their TVs and make the games look better. And they give different picture modes, for example. There's RPG mode and strategy mode. So all these things are the gaming is really what manufacturers are realizing, and a lot of the customers are realizing are a real reason to step up and get a nicer TV.
Yeah, and I remember writing and getting the briefing on that xCloud or Game Pass service running on a Samsung TV. Samsung's obviously a higher-end brand. I'm just curious if some of these gaming features are going to flow down to the Vizios and the TCLs of the world.
Yeah, so Vizio has a new a game menu, like I mentioned, like those other guys do. Again, they rolled it out kind of a year later. You know, that's what happens with these guys. And this Vizio TV does have that 4K 120 feature. So it checks all the gaming boxes. It'd be really interesting to see how it does. It also works with NVIDIA G-Sync and AMD FreeSync. So those are two kind of PC-centric things. They even have a new feature for their 50-inch TV where it'll refresh it, ready for more numbers, 1080p 240 hertz, which can make some high-end PC cards really happy at that 50-inch size. That's another trend is kind of trickling down, kind of crossing the border between monitors and TVs. So a 50-inch a gaming style television that kind of can be a monitor. LG is selling a 42-inch OLED for the first time this year that they're kind of billing. Sony's doing the same thing. Billing is kind of a great thing for gaming on a desktop.
Speaking of someone who's got a 32-inch monitor, like, I probably would want a bigger one. Like, I'm all for getting bigger screens as a either game or just work on.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm still not quite at the point where I can get a 65-inch for work, but I don't know, maybe down the line.
Just kind of sit a little further back, Roger. That's all it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, David, thank you for your time and your advice, as always. You can check out his story on CNET.com. If you have any questions, ping me on Twitter at Roger W. Chang. And if you liked what you heard, please rate and subscribe to the podcast. It really helps us out. For The Daily Charge, I'm Roger Chang. Thanks for listening.